Wake up.
A steaming hot cup of Nikki and Zamello.
Coast FM.
All right. 9:15 today is when it starts. It starts. And we're talking about the judge-only trial of the Claremont serial killing. It reaches its verdict. They start reading it at 9:15. I don't know how long that will take. I don't know how long from there before we actually get a verdict.
Yeah, I've heard hours.
Yeah, that has been mentioned.
And so, I feel like they will take the maximum time.
Yeah.
It's such a big deal. I think it'll drag out through most of the day, perhaps.
Perhaps. Perhaps we'll get like an early sign, you know, and then detail.
Maybe.
Or who knows? I guess we'll find out.
We'll let you know when we know.
Absolutely. That's the deal. And one thing I have been assured of is that whatever the verdict on Sarah Spears, Jane Rimmer and Kira Glennon, Bradley Edwards won't be walking free today because he has confessed to other assaults.
Yeah.
So, yeah, whatever the case, he will be remaining behind bars. Mm. Just the question, I guess, will be for how long.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as you say, we'll let you know when we do.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of legal things, Mark McGowan has now returned serve to Clive Palmer.
Yeah, I forgot this was still happening.
Yeah, well, yeah, the two parties aren't even in the High Court yet.
Goodness
November me. Over the constitutional validity of the borders. But, yeah, he's counterclaiming now that his reputation's been injured by public comment made by Mr. Palmer.
Mm.
It's just so
messy.
It feels like a bit schoolyardy, you know?
I don't understand the whole legal side of things.
No.
I don't know who is a better chance here.
No.
But
It just seems like, can't we
sort your stuff
again,
out.
Like, we've been asking everybody to move on from way back. Like, can't we? I suppose no, because it has to go to court now.
Yes.
But anyway, it's a very interesting week legally. And look, just a much more local and still serious, but not quite in the same league territory. City of Mandurah is keeping its promise to take a tougher approach on dog attacks during August and September. The city initiated 4 prosecutions. There hadn't been many on dog attacks up to this point.
Mm.
4 in the Mandurah Magistrates Court, 3 of which resulted in hefty penalties for the dog's owners, a 4th one adjourned till next month.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just a good time, because you may have noticed those signs up saying keep your dogs, like, report loose dogs.
Mm.
Not like badly behaving dogs out there having a drink and a smoke. Like, you know what I mean?
What?
Like, yeah, report lost dogs and that kind of thing. That, you
yes.
know, it's all part of their approach of getting tough on dog attacks. So just a warning, keep your dogs under control.
Mm. Yep.
Nikki and Zamello's 3 things you need to know.
The 18th Southwest Bike Trek is back on next month. Now, it starts October 11 in South Perth and sees 15 riders covering a slightly windy 600 k's to Augusta by August 17.
How crazy is that?
I like, know. That it is a dedicated week right there.
That's sore bum central.
It's raising money for childhood cancers, and we're being asked to adopt a rider to help raise funds. So you get more details. You don't have to ride.
A little rider all for yourself.
They've got their 15 sorted, so you don't have to gear yourself up for that. Don't worry about that. So more details at swbiketrack.com.au.
Good on them. Great course.
Now, the Peel Harvey Catchment Council's annual Wetlands Weekender is also back over the weekend of October 10 and 11 with art markets and bird watching and cultural storytelling and a citizen science cleanup. There's a movie night, entertainment and wetland tours. Plenty going on there to appreciate the natural habitat.
Yep.
You can check out the Wetlands Weekender Facebook page for info. And today, September 24, did you know, is World Bollywood Day.
Bollywood Day.
Yeah. Hey. Celebrating all that is fabulous about Indian movies. So
Jai-ho.
You can dig out some cinema gold tonight, though you probably won't find any on Netflix. Just quietly.
I couldn't even tell you a Bollywood movie.
No, well, but there's, you know what, I've seen SBS flicks that have been quite amusing.
Yeah.
So definitely worth doing. And
if not, listen to the Pussycat Dolls J-Ho.
Or this. William Poodle Asher on the 45. Well, it's William Poodle Asher on the 45. All about Bollywood.
Is
Asher.
It? Okay.
Asha Bhosle, she sang more than 12,000 songs that actors lip sync to in the movies. That's
right.
Who Asha is on the 45.
What does a brimful of Asha mean?
Lots.
Lots of Asha.
Yeah. So they called her Sadi Rani, which is Punjabi for our queen. That's how big she was.
Wow.
There you go.
Lots of info there.
You're welcome. Many, many reasons to celebrate today. Okay. Maybe I've oversold that a little bit. This will probably sort us into camps that we previously didn't know existed, but here we go.
Okay.
Putting your email in folders wastes, on average, 69 hours per year, according to research by companies that specialise in wasting time.
yeah, and they've wasted their time studying people that waste time.
Oh, well, technically, they call it time management, but anyway, you know. So, yeah, some folks have everything organised, and you know there are some.
Oh, everything organised. I know a few in this office.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm clearly not one of them. I think my emails actually are blocking up the server. I've got about 1,000 unread emails.
Yeah. Unread. Okay.
Yeah.
So while some organise them into folders so they can find it later, like mine at last count, I had a look the other day because this inspired me. At last count, I've got 3,883 items in my inbox, or that actually could just be pages of content in my inbox. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I'm too scared to even tell you how much I have.
But the thing is, though,
I'll be told off.
When you need something, I just use the search box.
Yeah,
like, you
don't
need folders.
Yeah, some people have their emails like going straight to folders, like, you know, like staff members. Yeah. It'll go in there and it will all. Like, why?
I don't get it.
Neither do I. To be honest, never understand.
The search box does the job most of the time.
Yeah.
Although it is occasionally spectacularly unsuccessful. But, you know.
A lot of the time.
But then so is email generally, isn't it? I think we can all agree both options are probably better than using an actual filing cabinet, though.
Definitely.
Well, he's going to have a kick, all right. They'll complain. It's a big kick.
The Coast Scoreboard with Malcolm Blight.
Here he is. Legend of the AFL, Malcolm Blight. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning.
Hi, Nikki. Hi, DeMello. How are you guys?
Very well.
We are now, good.
After an absolutely jam-packed schedule, it's been interesting to finally have 5 seconds to stop.
Yeah, haven't we had a footy fest? A footy feast and fest? Yeah, no, it's nice just to have a week off to do absolutely nothing or as I've mentioned, run a marathon, which I'll never do.
Yeah. you and me both.
You had the choice. Yeah, you had the choice, though.
You could have, yeah.
But before we get into anything, is there any truth in the rumour that you have the leading bid on the baby blue Batmobile that carried Angry Anderson around Waverley Park for the 1991 Grand Final?
No, I was the underbidder. I was the underbidder.
I imagine it won't be an Eagles fan bidding on that one because that was the year they lost to Hawthorn by quite a bit.
Yeah, out at Waverley, all that way. I used to go out to Waverley, you know, the eastern suburbs of Melbourne. Used to take a water bag and a cut lunch to get out there.
Oh, goodness. So now, there's been a lot of All-Australian squad talk this week. Mm. We've got a lot of WA players kind of in the mix. What do you think's going to happen there?
Well, seven out of 40, that's 17% is Western Australian players, which is a really high number. Yeah, that's good. So fascinating. We knew the Eagles would get Gaff Napanui. Liam Ryan's finish to the year was outstanding. And Brad Shepherd, he almost deserves one because he's so consistent, isn't he, from the Eagles. And Nat Fyfe, we know, is a champ. Luke Ryan, hasn't he developed as a player? And Matt Tabiner probably nearly had his best season. So, yeah, that's a really good representation. And all won't get in, sadly. But
no.
I think Nat Napanui will certainly get the first ruck spot, I think.
Yeah. Surely. And speaking of Eagles, we've got a few players looking to come, well, a lot of players looking to come back for next week's final.
Yeah, there's four being mentioned. Everyone knows who they are, but it'll be interesting to see what Adam Simpson does. Does he play the whole four of them that have been out?
Mm.
Does he know how much training they've done? Oh, look, they can do measurements now. They'll know exactly where they are fitness-wise. But, of course, it's that match practice is the only thing you miss sometimes.
Yeah.
But I'll bet you they've played a bit of that. I would say whatever happens, he will make no excuses. If he picks them, they're fit. If he doesn't pick them, they're not fit.
Yeah.
Now, trades. I mean, already we're starting to talk about this stuff already.
Yeah,
it feels like trade. Didn't it used to be trade week? And then, like, it feels trade month or whatever it is.
The one that's fascinated me is Ben Brown. This is North Melbourne. They've put him out there and said he's not playing here next year. Go for your life. That's the most unusual thing, isn't it, for a guy that's kicked four lots of 60 goals, other than this year he had a bit of injury and not as good in form. But, I mean, that's really personal, isn't it?
Do you think something's happened behind the scenes?
Yeah, right.
Exactly. That's exactly right. secret squirrel stuff, you know, and behind closed doors and cloak and dagger, and they've put it on the table. So I guess 17 clubs now can talk to him, and they don't, yeah, that's the way it's going to be. It might be the start of something new.
Look, I'm just looking ahead. Optus, obviously, we're quite pleased to have a little bit of footy. That'll be the only one of the finals round that comes our way, won't it be?
And it's a big one.
Yeah.
Eagles and Collingwood will be here in Perth on Saturday,
correct.
The 3rd.
Yeah, they're isolating right now as we speak, both the Eagles and Collingwood. So, yeah, Saturday night, that'll be the Eagles playing Collingwood.
So
should be a good game.
Was that 2018 grand final rematch?
Yes, it is, actually.
Hey.
But it won't be played until Saturday week, by the way, of course.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, we all have...
A week to, as you say, go
do a little bit of...
We don't know what to do with
ourselves. Marathon action, or I'm not sure.
Yeah, you can go fishing, which I can't, but some people will, apparently.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with today's entertainment news that's been translated directly from the original Hebrew, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Mel Gibson has reportedly written a sequel to his 2004 blockbuster, The Passion of the Christ.
Hang on. What?
Yeah. The film is reportedly called The Passion of the Christ Resurrection. Actor Jim Caviezel, who played Jesus in the flick, is on board saying it's going to be the biggest film in world history. That's a big, big call, Jesus.
That's a very big call.
But hey, if Jesus is saying it, then...
But can I just say, The Resurrection is the absolutely perfect usage of that term for the sequel.
Exactly right.
So at least
right.
on that front, he's got the name perfect.
Do you reckon they'll release it on Easter as well?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be
so
perfect?
Hey.
The new movie would follow Jesus' life post-biblical resurrection. The Passion of the Christ, of course, was hugely successful back in 2004, drawing $870 million at box offices worldwide.
Hang on, did he have a life post-resurrection? Like, has there ever been stories of what he did? Like, he came back, but, like, has anyone ever told those stories before?
I think so. In the Bible. You should read it.
Maybe he turned into a superhero. Maybe that's where the X-Men came from.
Well, okay, we'll have to wait and see, I suppose. Drew Barrymore has a new talk show, and during a recent interview with Paris Hilton, has revealed that she, too, was locked in solitary confinement at boarding school. In a new documentary, This Is Paris, Hilton alleges that the boarding school staff were physically abusive, hitting and strangling students, using restraints, force-feeding medications, and using solitary confinement as punishment. Barrymore told her that her life was a mirror image of everything she's been through.
I've had the people come and take me away. I've been locked up in solitary confinement. I will say that I was very rebellious. I started riots there all the time. My mom just didn't know what to do with me. I was doing drugs. I was out of control. And that place really did help me, and it did save my life. And I actually wouldn't change a thing.
Although it didn't have the same positive effect on Paris.
All it did was give me trust issues, post-traumatic stress disorder. I didn't deserve to go there. My mom and dad were just very strict and sheltered when I lived in LA.
Very interesting stuff.
Indeed.
And Bindi Irwin and husband Chandler Powell are having a baby girl.
Crocodile. Oh, okay.
They posted a photo to Instagram with the caption, "Our beautiful daughter is now about the same size as a hatchling Aldebra tortoise." There you go.
Okay.
The photo shows her snuggling up to a tortoise whilst Chandler holds a sonogram pic.
Oh.
How beautiful.
Lovely. Another one for the zoo.
Nikki and Zamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.